It's a really great recognition for Springfield and the surrounding areas. We're one of 17 cities in the country to participate in the program. And with the Urban Bird Treaty City program is actually developed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And the idea is to build partnerships and bring together communities, people, researchers, residents, as well as the scientific community, all together to really to increase habitat for migratory birds across the country.
So what does this entail? You mentioned that it will be an effort to improve the habitat for migratory birds in the city. How exactly do you do that?
Yeah, there's a variety of different ways that we do. I mean, that it is done across the country. Each community takes a little different approach, but it's we emphasize sort of habitat conservation, restoration, and enhancement so that we can have areas that migratory birds can utilize as they go through their cycle on the migratory paths. And some of it is through native plant restoration, others invasive species control, others is trying just to build bird-safe community or programs that will allow these birds to stop on their migratory paths. And it also, for the educational component, is another big component of it, trying to engage folks, especially youth, to learn about all of the different components of birds, bird habitat, conservation, environmentalism, and urban forestry. And in Springfield, what we're hoping to do is to really enhance four habitat areas for the migratory birds. One will be a demonstration garden or habitat down at the Springfield Science Museum, right in the heart, the urban core of Springfield. One will be to enhance some habitat, invasive control, and planting native plants over in Forest Park. Another one is going to be at Van Horn Park, which has a severe problem of invasive. So we'll be working on some of the control of that, enhancement of that, in concert with some improvements that are already going on over there through the city and the resiliency program with HUD. And then the fourth location will be down at the Fannie Stebbins Refuge right across the line in Longmeadow, because, of course, birds don't know that there's political or geographic boundaries. So Fannie Stebbins is one of the most important areas, sites in this area for migratory birds. So we'll be working on all four of those sites.
Now, is there money that's involved in this? Does the city get money for these projects?
The nonprofit ReGreen Springfield has applied for the funding, and working with our partners at the Fish and Wildlife Service, the Forest Service, and the museums, have received a grant to sort of spearhead the initial work of the bird treaty, and that's for $49,000 funded by Fish and Wildlife Service and NIFWF. And that $49,000 is actually going to be utilized to provide a series of things. One is to purchase plant materials that will be planted by community volunteers, native plants in some of these four areas that I mentioned. There'll be some interpretive signage that'll be added down at Fannie Stebbins, as well as the other three locations. One of the other things is we're going to be establishing a urban bird trail along throughout the city of Springfield, and that will allow urban residents of the city to go to some areas that we feel are important habitat areas for bird viewing and outdoor engagement with nature. So that will be an online, also a handheld device, brochures, and those type of outreaches for folks to be able to go and look at habitats and understand a little bit more about the importance of protecting this green space for the migratory birds, as well as our resident bird population that stays in the city.
Now, will any conservation space or additional open space in Springfield be added as a result of this designation?
No, we don't. We're not adding anything. It's only going to be enhancing and some restoration work in spaces that are already open space or protected lands. But, you know, we know that's very expensive. And this is just, you know, seed money for what we hope is a long-term commitment by the team that is working on this project. The Fish and Wildlife Service, in combination with our research scientists at the Forest Service, hope to have this be the first step in a long journey to really restore, enhance, and protect the bird habitat in the city. And that's the exciting part about it. It's, you know, it's a small amount of money. It's a big amount of money if you look at it, you know, in two different ways. But what we hope to do is to leverage this for some other foundation funding, as well as other federal and other funding sources that we may use for watershed restoration, habitat protection, and land acquisition.